Ah, Didi, oh, Carl.
Hello, everyone. I'm letting people in and also okay. Just like. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Letting people in.
All right.
Right?
Right? Mm-hmm. Oh, huh. Gay Kale.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. But what happened? New York.
Okay. I gotta find you. Where's she? Oh, I can remove the waiting room. Should I do that? Hi, everybody. Just letting people in. I'm still trying to find you, though. Almost there.
Hey, what's your name? Sorry, I was on camera for a second.
Okay, just what's it say?
I'm HP user
1-0468. I got it. I better be you. Okay. Hi everybody. Just starting to bring everybody in. Hi. You all are muted basically after a minute or two because we're muting people. But anyway, so I'm not sure if you guys know, I know some of you know that my last call went 4 hours. 4 hours! Okay, not happening this time. There's supposed to be an hour. And since I did do 4 hours, this one will be an hour. And I've been looking at what people are requesting, what they requested on the group call and in email and even messaging with me. And I decided we're going to do specific focusing. I'm going to focus in on everybody for specific generalized requests, like a number of similar requests. And people are still asking for like money woes, right? Like so a number of people have lawsuits / money, like job situations that are getting scary and worrisome. And so that'll be one of them. And then, and so on. So I'll feel guided the right way to focus on which ones, but I have my list here. And it's kind of funny. It's significant, right? Because everybody, we all have a number of issues that most people have, like soulmate issues or relationship issues. Most people have like some kind of money issue. So I'm gonna do that. And overall, I think I'm just gonna start when we have a couple more minutes and bring people, I feel like more people are on and ready. We're gonna do a quantum meditation connection that I did last time. I still feel like it's still a little bright over there. So I'm gonna change the brightness. The sun is setting. But yeah, that's better. Okay, so let's see what time it is. We're at 36. Oh, okay, we're just over 5 minutes in. And it looks like people are starting to be in and do well. And I have my admin in and everybody's muted. So great. Okay, everybody. So we're gonna do some great extra focused co-creational in this moment energy work, or you're on the replay, you're still in this moment. It's great to see all you guys. Lots of people on here live. I know it's kind of late for some of you. I'm sorry, I didn't realize. But we've got about an hour. And so let's breathe. And if you want to close your eyes, do that if you can, if you want to. Close your eyes and breathe. We're going to release and relax. Allow the quantum facilitation that's already starting to start working even further and even better for us, because you have the ability to be in the space of allowing the shifting with breath. Breath shifts. Breath helps shift. And I'm quite sure it's not just your body, but it helps shift. Feeling that resonation of this energy is already shifting and moving and releasing. We're doing the pre-work before we focus on anything specific. There's pre-things to be done before quantum facilitation of specific topics. And that's what we're working on right now to help open you up and unclog those places that can't quite heal properly and can't quite shift properly. We're working on that. That's fine if you yawn, but you know I'm gonna yawn. Oh my goodness, you guys are ready to be shifted, let me tell you. At this time, for those on the call here, setting your intentions, set your intentions to have this information in your field, this non-physical place, to be allowed to really show up for you, for me, so we can allow your reality to show up for you. So your reality can shift, because the non-physical, it affects the physical. It's the first cause of the physical. It's like pre-physical, okay? Physical happens in the non-physical first, okay? Even in our belief systems, it's still, that's a non-physical place. Intend and allow and be in the understanding that your soul has all the rights and all the time frame. We can do a number of things, making agreements, make agreements with your soul, make intentions, keep them strong, stay in that place where take the responsibility on you to not be the one that stops the allowing and the flowing and the shifting. Be the one in the responsible position. As I'm doing my job and they're doing their job, you do your job, okay? I mean, compared to other things, you don't have to work very hard. The ironic twist is, part of that working is to work on focusing on positive stuff and feeling good. Like, talk about what a job. What work to be doing? Focusing on positive. Oh gosh, I don't feel like doing that today. It's so hard. Okay. Checking after I've yawned. You know, it's interesting that sometimes when I'm shifting and facilitating for people, in the beginning, certain things really unravel. But then the next time around, certain other things really unravel. It's like an interesting, like factor. It doesn't all, like, the most doesn't happen in the first time. It happens just here and there. And some of you will have one of your bigger shifts, even the biggest, you can have the biggest shift in front of you show up from one of my check-ins in the container. Like, that could be the last little that needs to go for your reality to show up that way. There's a stupid phone in here that's not muted. Let's hope it doesn't go off. Great, feeling that opening and allowing. opening and allowing for your fields to shift and release now anything and everything that will not allow you to shift and release what we focus on, what you're desiring, what you want to see in your reality. Money situation now. Okay. Money situation. Everybody gets to focus on their money situation, their distinct money situation in the space of. The intention is we're working with everybody live on the call and your intentions and the what you're triggering in your field. But anyone after listening to this will have their fields being addressed as well in that way. So it's no worry. It's fantastic. Just be in the space with me now, or be in the space with me now in a replay. Be in the space with me. Feel into this place of present co-creation, allowing the access point to help you move into a higher dimensional space, higher dimensional reality throughout this call. And then even if you're on the live call, feel free to, you know, go back and replay again, replay again, replay again. I had someone, it was amazing. They said they listened to 5 minutes of the interview, the little group connection meditation thing I did. I don't remember exactly what it was. Whatever it was, they listened to it over and over and over and over and over. And they actually had something show up very unexpectedly all of a sudden. They were really not expecting it to happen. They really wanted it to happen, but they were like, oh, you know, it's really hard for that to happen. It doesn't really usually happen. And yet it happened. And they attributed it to just being in the energy, being in the facilitation and the intention with this co-creational access point with me. So just be in this with me, no matter what time you're here on this call with me. So as you're thinking about your money issues and or desires as well, if you have incredible money or at least a decent amount, like you're like, I'm pretty well off. I'm pretty happy with my financial scenario. No big deal. What do you desire with it? We all have a different desire. Any scenario when it comes to money, if you are desiring to be able to assist others, to be able to donate more, be more in the ability to give to others, add that intention in there. If you really enjoy your money scenario, if you have any kind of money issues, if your taxes seem too high, intend to come across a tax break. Like right now, focusing on what your issues are, but also what you desire. And if you have both, that's fine too. And allowing the universe to come to your aid at this time and be like, what are you looking for right now? What are you looking to release and clear and see in your life? Be in that space and that tension and that energy and thinking about it and feeling into that place, those places of the negative that you don't like, the feelings you don't like, the energies you don't like when you think about things, when you're in that experience, even if it's right now. And the energies of having and being in the having energy and experience of something, whether you have it now or not. Allowing these things to shift and move and release and transmute in the non-physical into your physical now. Goodness, goodness. It's so much, whether I sound like a broken record, I probably will, but it's so much in the space to be in ease and allowing and relaxation, ease and allowing and relaxation. And let's release and remove and transmute anything that stops anybody in that position, in this place now, and any time. Unable to release and allow and being released and allowing, releasing and allowing, just the ease of it, of the beingness to be, just be. Huh. And all any negative energies, information, and blocks of any sort on any level, in any ways, shapes, forms, dimensions, all the way points to creation on any way, shape, or form, in any way, shape, or form, and all the notes, different, clear, at least transmute now. That doesn't allow the connection to the soul. It doesn't allow the connection to be stronger, to be strengthened, to be there, to be more in the capacity to hear your soul and your intuition. Aligning all parts of us, all parts that need to be in alignment, that can't be in alignment, to align them. All parts of our field, parts of our soul blueprint. Releasing any core blueprint. In the relations with ourselves and others, our friends, our partners, our family, our children, our neighbors, our coworkers, and anyone else whom we're in co-creation with, any and all negative and limiting co-creations on any level at this time, thinking about them, connecting with them, being in the space to be accepting of them, and however they are, whatever they look like, whatever you've experienced up to now, releasing and transmuting all of that to the point of understanding it's a gift. Allow that gift to be what showed up in front of you so you can now focus on that. I'm focusing on that, triggering it in your field, in all these non-physical places that are causing that in the first place, that caused it. Allow that to now shift and move out and not be in that story anymore. Releasing the story, allowing us to all be in releasing of the story, any negative story that we've lived up to this point, to be able to release it now. Goodness. Okay, I've decided I'm going to grab a few people. So you guys, I'm gonna check with my admin. Oh, okay. So you can just tell me who. I haven't even looked. People must have their hand raised. Must be what it is. No wonder I'm guided to look. There's already hands raised. That's hilarious. Okay. All right. It's awesome seeing you guys. Hi, just so you know, it's awesome seeing you. So what we're gonna do this time around is I'm just gonna have you tell me what you want me to focus on. And I'm gonna just have you guys go one to the next and just tell me what you want me to focus on. And we'll just tell me and next, tell me and next and tell me next, okay? So Tamika, you're first, let me know, what do you want me to focus on in this call? And you may need to unmute yourself. But everybody's going to get this on whatever level, in any way, shape, or form, and anything that's any similarity and entanglement of any sort, including co-creations. Tamika, are you there? Is my audio working? Yeah, my audio's working. Are you muted? Okay, I'll have to go to somebody else for a second.
Veronica.
Veronica, what is going on with you? What do you want to focus on?
Sorry, Maya, I was trying to take it off mute. How are you?
Doing well.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Absolutely.
Are you able to hear me?
Absolutely.
Okay. I would like you to please focus on releasing the debt that I have. That big debt that's like, I feel like keeps me stuck. and being able to find that job that pays so well and where people are so good to me and that doesn't feel like a job, where I can still have time to take care of my mom and do everything that I need to do.
Okay, girl, we will add that in. Much love.
And oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was still
what?
Sorry, I was also going to ask for me to have like a lot of savings and so that I can travel the world and like do things and do other things for people to be able to also help them out, like my siblings, and help them with the house and get my own house where I can live with my mom and my soulmate. I would like that a lot.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Tanika wrote mental issues in the family, ancestry issues.
Okay, mental issues.
In the family.
Ancestry issues. Those are for Tamika. Got you, Tamika. And who's next?
Okay, then we have Nina.
Nina. Oh my goodness. So just to be saying, Nina, I don't hear you, but everybody knows. Oh, there we are.
Hi, I had myself on mute. Hi, I would like to get more clarity around my life path, and also I would also like to have a dream home soon. I don't know how I'm going to afford that, but I need
one. Okay, cool. You know what? Whatever issues you guys desire to have fixed or show up, absolutely. We will just address that. Who knows what can come about? We have no idea. It's up to them. But yes, we will bring that into this call. I mean, lovely. Even as you guys are saying it, we're already doing it, so.
Lovely. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Much love.
Lovely.
Is Chantel next?
Melissa Schmitz.
Oh, Melissa.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much. I would like some focus to be put on my dental and oral ailments that I have going on.
Okay. Okay. We'll do that.
Gloria.
That's love. Gloria. Crazy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. You hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good. I would love everything focused on health and healing. I'm having such a problem breathing, and I've had sort of an emergency in the last few days with a, they didn't know if I have a blood clot in my lower leg. And I've had that same problem with my knees. So it's really hard to walk. And I would really love to have love in my life.
Okay, will do.
Thank you.
Much love.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Chantel.
Thank you. I'm coming up on feeling super abandoned by the universe. And so I'd like to shift that because I want to shift really quickly. I've been asking for ease and grace and all of these things and things like I've been asking for 2 years for what I need and just nothing is showing up, in particular a job I love. Like I'm making good salary, but I need something that lights me up. So thank you.
Absolutely. Okay. Much love. Love you. I like Matt with you guys. Jenny? Jenny, are you there?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. I have to admit. I'd like to focus on meeting my soulmate, getting married, and living in the beach house, and we can travel to helping others, like a kind of a, doing a missionary work.
Okay, missionary work, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you.
Bring that in, much love.
Yeah.
Very welcome. Is that Jacques?
Yes. Did
you say that? Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
I had a recent breakup with my wife, and she is attacking me in many ways and blaming me and making very bad things about me. And I would like to not overreact and respond to the most appropriate way, the most appropriate way to those attacks. Protect myself and not let this energy trigger anything negative in me and for the highest good.
Will do.
And the second thing, I would like to release the struggle in my life about money and about allowing myself to relax, to allow that I deserve to have an easy life, which I can enjoy and share all the gifts I have to give to the world.
All right, will do. Sorry about that. Will do. Much love, Suzanne. Try to just
stay
most pressing, guys, because we can't have everybody. It's awesome to spill everything, but you know what on this call do you mainly want focused on? One or two things.
These all psychic attack curses and blocks, both conscious and unconscious, that's interfering with my moving forward in my finances and so that I can move into the humanitarian projects.
Okay, fantastic. Wonderful. Much love, Susan.
Joyce.
Hello. So I've had entities living with me for years, and they sleep in my bed with me. So I'd really like to try to get rid of them if I can.
Oh, okay.
Release them some kind of way. They've been here for years. Some are simply don't do a whole lot. You don't feel them as much as very calmly, and some are very adamant and very violent like. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Will do.
Thank you.
Much love.
Mary Barbara.
I'm just yawning like mad. I feel like I'm rude, but it's hilarious because that's what I'm doing for you guys.
You're making me yawn.
I can't stop you.
Oh, poor thing, to wipe you out. hi, sweetie. So I would like very much for my joy and happiness and mental health to come back, and physical health and spiritual health, health of my cat and my family, and my financial well-being. I would love to be set. Okay.
You said it fast enough. Good job.
What?
You said it fast enough. Good job.
I know, I was trying to get it all in while I was chewing.
Much love.
iPhone George.
iPhone, how you doing? Are you there, iPhone? George? I'm getting warm. That's crazy. This is an interesting session.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Great. I'll make it quick. I've gotten involved with a friend to try to increase my financial status, and I'm afraid he might be getting scammed, and I've given him a lot of money, and I'm just hoping it's over the next few days it's going to show whether or not it's real or not. And so I hope you can help with that. My soul needs help as far as procrastination and ridding my life of clutter. And my cat needs healing. She's had one cancer and now looks like she has another one. Her name's Mariposa. And those are the three biggest things. And
okay.
Okay.
Okay, absolutely. Much love.
Thank you.
Focus on
Thank
that.
You.
Okay. Christine. Oh my God, I haven't yawned this much in my life. I mean, consecutive. Are you there, Christine?
Yes, hi, thank you so much. I wanna say since last week, I've had some breakthroughs come through and I wanna really give you my appreciation.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, it's been amazing. And so what my concerns are is I have been scammed by many people and it's created a lot of debt. So I wanna have debt relief and go into the monetary flow and to, finally bring in the love of my life to me. And my daughter, Alana, who's so beautiful and very psychic, she's having a lot of attacks with her father's girlfriend that she lives with her dad, and she's being really mean and she's thinking of moving out. So that would be to have her journey be smooth on that score would be fabulous. So money, love, daughter. And also, for everybody, can you do something about all the 5G download that's happening since May 26th yes. through June 26th?
I'll check into that after the call.
Okay.
Okay, we'll look into that. Thanks for the reminder. We were actually gonna do that. So thank you.
Thank you.
Sweet, much love, much love. Froza.
Hi, Laya. I would like some help with my knees. Both knees seem to be hurting, especially the back of the right knee and my left shoulder with the rotator cuff. Both those ailments are giving me trouble. Also, if you could help with creative blocks, please.
Okay, will do. We'll focus on those. Or are.
Thank you.
Much yeah. love.
Thank you, much love.
Franny.
Hi, I'd like to bring in more than enough money for myself and to help others and to remodel my current home and buy my dream home.
Okay, we'll do that.
Thank you.
Much love. Dr. Johanna Murphy, Johanna. There's an H, but I don't know. Johanna.
It's Johanna. Yeah.
Johanna.
Yeah. Oh, it's so great to be here.
Okay,
I'm glad. And I've been feeling some of the benefits this week, and I've also been having health stuff. I had a colonoscopy yesterday. Everything seemed okay, but I have this weird fog from the anesthesia. And I think being in menopause, I've really had an intense journey with it, with my hormones. It's either that or COVID long haul. I'm not sure if I have COVID long haul, but just some focus on health. And I just want to like have some peace and acceptance about if this is what I need to deal with my health or my home or my career. I just would love to have a little more peace around what my path is, how to be out there maybe more for other people, but also take care of myself. Thank you.
Absolutely, no problem. And let's see. I was gonna say, we're gonna do a COVID vaccine little group invite for anybody that's really concerned about that. Thank you. Don't worry. We want to just do that for people, so we'll do so. Okay. Much love. And there's a number 416-710-6479. I have no idea who you are. Your number. My ears are popping. How crazy is that?
Hello? Hello? Hi, Laya. This is Sadia.
Oh, hi, Sadia. Hi.
Yes.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. My twin's family has been sending a lot of attacks to me and my son. And whenever I go to the kitchen, I just, you know, I can't function after that. And I want to know to step into my soul purpose, and I want, if it's in my best interest and highest best interest, to be to have a union with my twin, and yes, to be able to, you know, get a passive income online or anywhere in my house, and also get paid to travel.
Okay, much love.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, thank you so much.
She tried to raise her hand. She wrote, a frozen shoulder for over 2 decades, undergoing physical therapy, but still not healed.
All right.
Irene Boblack.
Irene Boblack, we are getting yours addressed, everybody. It's a frozen shoulder and...
Frozen shoulder for over 2 decades.
And the other.
It's not healed yet. Been doing physical therapy.
Physical therapy issues, not healing. Got it.
Hi, can you hear me?
Frozen shoulder. Oh, there she is. Hi.
It happened when I fell and my shoulder's been so severely damaged, and I've had this pain for over 20 years.
Oh, wow. You know what? I think that will release at some point. Most things that are really, really deep-seated and really long-term heavy pain, we usually manage to get addressed. And if not, you'll be messaging me in a couple of months and telling me.
And also,
okay.
I also have diabetes too, issue.
I will do what I can. Okay.
Daisy.
Much love.
All right, thank you.
Daisy.
Hi, Laya.
Hi.
Hi. I'd like to focus on attracting my soulmate and also starting my own business, which I want to do in the next couple of months. That would be great.
Okay. Will do. We're focusing on that now.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Much love.
Much love. Bye.
Sue. Oh my God, I've never yawned this much in my life. I mean, I have, just not consecutively. Crazy.
Hi. I'd like physical and emotional healing for myself and my children, and for me specifically, blood sugar and shoulder issues, and improved and great relationships with my children and sister. And also help in releasing issues involving grief.
Okay, we will focus on all of that. And we are. Much love. Hola.
So for me, ease with paperwork of any kind and resolving legal issues in my favor. And if on top of it, I could easily get to healthy weight, that will be a bonus.
Okay. Will do. Much love. Claire.
Hello.
Hi.
Hiya. Thank you. I just wanted to ask if you could, I used to be quite psychic when I was a child, and I was quite traumatized, and I shut down my third eye. So I'm just wondering if there's any way you could help me open it up again, because I'm actually a hand reader, a tarot reader, and I just want to take my readings to the next, like, much deeper. And I actually think my business would take off a lot more if I could give much deeper readings, if you see what I mean, because if I'm really blocked from hearing and connecting, if that makes sense.
Yes, absolutely. We'll do.
Cool. So that's the main thing. I mean, just a couple of other things if you have time. I'm 51 now, and I've been ill all my life, so I've sort of missed all of my youth. And now that I'm beginning to get my health back, it's sort of like, I feel really like dried out, basically. Like my hair's sort of gone grey, and I feel very sort of dry and brittle, and if that makes any sense.
Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you. Jocelyn wrote, clear energy in my field and clearing block from receiving guidance from higher beings and to be able to help people.
Okay, Jocelyn, we're clearing blocks to be able to help people and connect to your higher self and higher beings for guidance and your connection to your soul and intuition. That's an intention we add constantly. So we're always working on that for you guys. Much love. Sherry, turn us.
Hi.
Hi.
I would like clearing and healing of a recent health issue that's been plaguing me. And I also would like to bring in more love in my life, a partner.
Okay, will do.
Thank you.
Much love.
Seven, Andrea.
I can barely talk. Seven, Andrea. Seven, Andrea, are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, lovely to talk to you. I think for me, I've been yawning. I think everyone's covered everything, but I guess it's kind of to be, I've never felt I belonged on this planet as such or in my body. And I would physically, it's maybe weight gain and I get a lot of pain in my head. The association with neck and head, there's something going on. And just with money, I think it's just, I have a lot of money owed me and I'm not allowing the abundance in the energy. So maybe I'm blocking that in some way. Okay. And just to find my own home. Yeah.
Okay, will do.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Much love.
Thank you. Bye.
Mirella? Oh, not the same. Everybody. It's not the same.
Hi, Leia.
Hi.
I would love some assistance and support with the healing of the pancreas. I have a cyst there. And I also have an endoscopy with ultrasound on June 9th. And I'd like some ease and grace. Good luck with that procedure, everything to go well. And to bring in a soulmate and a life partner, a good one, to feel worthy of that.
Okay. We'll work on it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Much love.
Thank you.
I think Shale is next. Oops, I'm wrong, but that's okay. Go ahead, Shale. I'm totally wrong. Phew, I'm freaking hot. Transmute like crazy for you guys. Hi. Oh, you're on the air.
Hello. Thank you for being you.
Oh, thank you.
So two questions. One is a health issue, just fake, and I can solve it for some reason. Something in my blood or bacteria. Okay. And the main intention for today is unlock my soul. Somewhere I see my vision, I see what I want to do for the world. And there's some kind of a block, and I feel as if I'm holding somewhere by a group. So I feel as if part of my soul is imprisoned. So I'm really would love to, if you look, your team is looking at it.
Okay, yes, absolutely.
I have to work for the world and something is locked.
Okay, we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome, much love.
Yeah.
Doreen.
Yes, thank you. I am looking for assistance in creating stronger boundaries, creating focus, clarity, creativity, completion of tasks, and opening of new doors. Thank you.
Awesome. You're welcome. Absolutely. Will do. We are. Much love. Short, sweet, and awesome. Did I do Jolene yet? Jolene.
Yes. Hi, Laya. Thank you. I'm looking for more clarity around my path and physical, emotional, and financial healing.
Okay. Absolutely, hon. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Much love.
Thank you.
Susan.
Elia, I would like to, if you can help me, please, to open my creativity to writing, bring joy to my life, success for my business, and for my twin flame to communicate with me. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, absolutely. We'll work on that.
Thanks.
Much love.
Thank you.
Much love. You're welcome. Harry, Panu. Did I say your last name right?
Yes.
Good. I don't want to insult you. I was like, I might have said that wrong.
Oh, that's good. Yes.
Fantastic.
Okay. I like to see my food allergies cleared, dental issues, eyesight is weakening, and joint pain like knees, neck, shoulder.
Okay.
It's been too long. I can't go on anymore.
Okay, absolutely. I understand. We'll work on those.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Much love. Who else? Let's see. HP user. Oh, wait. No, that's you. Anita.
Nina, N-I-N-E. Hi, Leia. How are you?
Hi. Talking to my admin.
That's okay. I would love to know my soul path and healing with my relationship with my husband, who is an alcoholic. So I would like healing for him too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Very welcome. And and much love.
Thank you.
Absolutely. There's a message from Nora. And we've got Nora.
She's got a message saying, I would love a clearing of all physical and mental disease and poverty from
all physical DNA, mental disease from
for me and my family.
DNA,
and lineage.
Family and lineage. Well, we do the stuff in the field, so working on that, but we'll extra ask. Extra ask. Okay. So at this point, I don't know if I haven't got to anybody, if any of your hands got dropped in a space where you weren't addressed yet, raise your hand. If you've been addressed, don't raise your hand. Not yet. Getting everybody that hasn't been addressed. Jana, I see you. I see you, Jana.
Hi, Laya.
Hi.
Hi. I would like to ask you for healing myself and my daughter and my mom. We suffer from Lyme and autoimmune. So.
Okay. Wow, such
and
a
some one. Place of living for us, better and money flow, job, something suitable for us.
Okay. Wow.
Thank you so much.
Much love. Understand your plight. Understand that very well. Much love.
Alyssa, message saying,
Alyssa,
would love healing of an immediate health blood issue as trying to avoid transfusion and medication.
Immediate health blood issue. Don't want transfusion. I get that. Wow. It's kind of crazy. You think that a lot of these would be general because we're getting like general ones, but you guys are across the board. This is like an insane, it's like amazing, like, so many things out there.
Doreen is asking assistance in creating stronger
already got
boundaries.
Doreen. And I think I got Doreen. Focus. Summer.
Oh, yeah.
Summer.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I would like to have assistance with
having healthy blood sugar levels. I've been diabetic for about 20 years, and it's really challenging now, particularly during this the last year. And I'd like healing for my family as well, and getting a sense of connection with community and friends.
Okay, will do. We are working on it.
Thank you.
Much love.
Much love.
It's a message from Janie.
Janie.
I would like to ask of healing health of my family, Lyme, autoimmune, money blocks, job, place of living, life partner. Thank you.
That was a lot. Autoimmune, place of living, partner,
Lyme.
Blocks, Lyme. Oh, crap. Okay. Gotcha handled. Much love.
Sandra would like her creativity to stay open.
Sandra, creativity.
Caroline to stay aligned.
Caroline, align more.
Trust.
We're always working on that, guys. Alignment. Intuition. Always working on intuition. Just
life's work revealed.
Who is that?
To her, same person.
Oh, yeah, always work on intuition. We're always, our biggest thing, key thing that we are focusing on, alignment, connection to your soul, being able to be allowed to be able to hear your own information guidance system, however you want to call it, whatever it helps you flow forward more in ease and more in flow in the space of forward movement and alignment the way you're meant to, so things can show up more in that way. Always focusing on that. We're always checking in on that. That's like one of the things in the container. So wow, that was crazy. That was crazy. I'm gonna have to figure this thing out. I don't know if I can yawn for a whole hour next time. Maybe I can. My jaw got to work out. We're coming to a close with this call, but wow, I'm going to take, I think, a couple extra people. I see Carrie just raised her hand, and I hear somebody.
Savannah wrote to she to
Savannah.
She would really love to reestablish holistic healing practice at some point.
Establishing a holistic healing practice. You know, a lot of you guys.
And viable business.
A lot of you guys actually have alignment issues with that. I understand completely the misalignment, especially if you're in front of me. You've got a lot of stuff blocking your alignment for your higher purpose. Your soul's evolving nature is like so heavy. It's like there's so much stuff that's like put them in front of Laya. Get them in front of Laya so she can clear up all that stuff and help the souls evolve really quickly and move more into your path of alignment of soul purpose. You guys have a really high soul purpose level. You really do. The more you get in front of me, the more you obviously do. I know that. So somehow, some way, whenever you manage to get in front of me, you have a really high soul purpose. Understand that. Understand that significantly, truly. The more code you have too, the more your soul's like, here, 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 here. It's all coming up in this lifetime. Carrie, your hand is raised.
Yeah. Okay. I'd like to attract my soulmate to my life and living my dream house. Another thing is I'd like my sciatica get healed completely. He got a lot of pain, could not sleep sometimes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Absolutely. Well, do. We are working on it. Much love. And by the way, guys, we do. I have had a lot of capacity to help heal people on chronic pain issues, chronic disease issues, not talking about curing on any level, not a word in my vocabulary for this kind of thing, but seeing a lot of really awesome shifts and up-leveling in health. Especially heavy duty issues, but it can take time. Okay, so be patient with that. And understand there's a lot of deep seated stuff usually when it comes to deep seated issues that are in front of you, like diseases and heavy duty financial and relationship going on, you know, those things can take time, but we are working on everything you guys brought up on this call, and we're working on a lot of that already. And it's just this flowing natural pattern. It goes in the field off and on. That's why I brought you guys into a container. That's why I do live check-ins on all of you every single day, at least once, to just bump you guys in whatever way I can in that moment. Is anybody needs an energetic quantum supportive shift at right now? Is it now? And there and there and there and there. Every day, there's a lot of assistance going on. It may not seem it. Some of you, I mean, I'm hearing from you, and some of you on the call, I get it. Thank you. It's awesome to hear. Some of you, I know I haven't heard from, but overall, the theme is truly in the understanding that the quantum field is crazy and elaborate. It's non-physical information. I'm still learning after almost 4 years of learning from the masters, the ones that aren't living, residing in the non-physical space, telling me how to affect the non-physical space, teaching me all this stuff, facilitation-wise, even facilitating to know what to ask them so they can go do it. So it's just this journey in this process, and it's fantastic and it's wonderful. And a big factor is to hold yourselves in that focus of the positive, higher vibrational state that helps you shift and move out. And the more you guys meditate, the more you connect on your own, the more you practice, because I can't build that connection for you guys. I can clear it up. I can't build it for you. You build it. You guys have your job before me and after me and during the call, like whatever it is, you guys have the job. We all have the job. The one ultimate responsibility for us is to work on our own connection and our own vibrational set point. I'm allowing you guys to get to that point, to have a higher level reality, to show up, to be in the space that you can walk in, stepping into that and be in that place of embodying that newer, higher space. So your reality can show up differently in a more improved way, more and more and more. It's compounding. It's permanent. And the more you do it now, the better off you'll be, because you're in this container. And at the same time, they'll just remember some things have to be much deeper, and they might unravel throughout this group scenario of this months that you're with me. They may unravel. They may not. We don't know. And some of it won't, because your soul's like, no, it's not going to happen. And you'll end up wanting to possibly get in front of me so we can find out, why did that not shift, or why did it not shift out, or why did it happen? Because some things will still happen, guys. I mean, we can't prevent all negative things from happening in your life, because some of them are meant to happen in that way for specific reasons. You know, this is life. This is, I have a capacity to create miraculous quantum. I do. I have that capacity. But it doesn't mean that, like, everybody gets the most miraculous thing, because their souls are like, oh, no, not that, not that, not that. They need to go through that. It's like, okay, hands are tied, you know. It's like I even have had friends in my team, people I focus on more often, and they'll say something, I'll be like, that right there, they will not let me touch. It's like, I can't do anything for that right there. And then at times it's like, I can help you a little, but then you have to do this, and then I can help you a little bit more, and then you'll have to do that, and then I can help you more. And they're like, okay, you know. So it's just seriously, like, this journey. This is our quantum journey together, okay? Thank you for all coming on the call, for all being awesome in your respecting time for everybody, so everybody could raise their hand and get with me in this way of requesting live. It doesn't have to be that way. Remember, you can email. There is a slight, obviously, co-creation thing with live, but the overall theme is just truly just being in my co-creational access point with me, and bringing the information up in your field, and allowing us to be in that space, and allowing yourself to align and connect and receive and allow and release. Breathe it out, meditate, okay? And so at this time, if I didn't get you guys, we will just your email, because the call, we are to close. And I'm glad I could get you guys the 4-hour call, so you have a ton of energy co-creation with me. Re-listen to this, re-listen to that one, and get on Facebook and or email message. I really look forward to interacting with you guys again. Much, much, true, much, much deep love. I love you guys. I love you. Much love. Much deep gratitude and appreciation, truly. I feel very blessed to be able to serve you guys. Really, truly. Bye, everybody.